everybody. This is Tim Wingate, your host with the World Union of Deist podcast. Welcome to a special holiday edition of our podcast. Today we'll be talking about fun with the sun, or it takes a mensch to pan Christmas. The following is a true story that actually happened to me a few years ago when I was out doing Christmas shopping. Some of us over the years have had an occasion where we encounter former friends and acquaintances when we were still revealed religionists. And sometimes these encounters can be quite entertaining. So I hope you like this story, because it really did happen. You know, over the years, there's been a lot of grumbling about the so-called war on Christmas. People at Fox News, Bill O'Reilly in particular, and many others have taken up the standard about claiming that there's some kind of war on Christmas because people would say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Well, I just wanted to throw something in here, and that is the word holiday. Now, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I kind of like words and what words mean and where words come from and how important it is to pronounce them correctly or at least understand the etymology of words. The word holiday is a contraction. It's an English contraction of holy day. Holy days were days that people would get off from their labors to celebrate some form of feast, festivity, associated with that particular holy day. In England, I think maybe this could be where the corruption or the confusion of the word started, because the English, like many other words that they have, are different from American words. In England, a holiday is basically what we would call a vacation. They don't take vacations, they take holidays. Much like the trunk of a car in the United States is the boot in England, an elevator here is a lift there in England, and of course many cultures, many countries have different words that they use to describe the restroom. We call them restrooms. Sometimes we call them bathrooms. Sometimes we call them biffies, outhouses. You know, we have different connotations for the room in which there's a toilet. Sometimes, and I remember this from grade school, they were called lavatories. So, in England, of course, they call it a WC. Okay, different words, meaning the same thing, describing the same thing, and that brings us back to holy days. When somebody wishes you a happy holiday, they're saying, we hope that whatever days you consider holy at this time of year, you have a good one. You have a happy one. You have a good time. We wish you the best. There's nothing about taking Christ out of Christmas, as we say, which we'll get into in a little bit, but you know, why do we say Christ instead of Christ? The word is Christmas, not Christmas. I mean, if it's Christmas, let's change the spelling. But the word is Christmas. Now, my particular opinion on this is that that was a Protestant, or as we should call them, Protestant, type of emphasis to signify that Protestants or Protestants celebrate Christmas rather than Christ Mass, which is something else entirely. I don't know for sure, But that kind of leads us into an understanding of the reason for the season. I know I put up a couple times on Facebook page and various other places that the axis tilt is the reason for the season, because quite literally that's what it is. Here at the World Union of Deists, we believe that it's important that we deal with life and superstition realistically, calling things for what they are, recognizing and accepting them for what they are, with no acrimony, no animosity. It just is what it is. And the fact of the matter is that revealed religions and their superstitions have created more war, more killing, more attempted mass genocides than just about anything else that's ever happened. And we need to remember that if this is a season of peace, what actually promotes peace? What actually promotes cooperation and acceptance and love and harmony? It certainly isn't pushing and propagating a belief system based on superstition that says, believe our way or we'll hurt you. So we'll be back in a few moments here with the story that I have to relate to you about my shopping experience while I was out Christmas shopping and what happened to me by a charismaniac churchaholic Bible thumper and how I handled the situation. We'll be back in just a few minutes. World Union of Deists podcast. This is Tim Wingate, your host. We'll be back in just a couple. Stick around. Sign up now for your free monthly online subscription to Think Online and receive in your email the first Monday morning of every month an insightful, thought-provoking World Union of Deists webzine. Each issue is loaded with mind-expanding ideas and practical ways we can work together to build a more enlightened and progressive tomorrow. Also, news you may have missed and WUD updates. You will also receive our Deism webzine, Bruno's and Ripoll's Bulletin. It's all free. Named after the heroic free thinkers, Filippo Giordano Bruno and Cayetano Ripoll. Bruno was burned alive by the Catholic Church on February 17, 1600, for refusing to play along with their dogmatic ignorance of nature and reality. Cayetano Ripoll was hanged on July 26, 1826, on orders of the Spanish Inquisition for being a deist, for teaching others about deism. He was the last person to be murdered by the Spanish Inquisition. Both of these men are true heroes and are shining examples to all deists and free thinkers of courage and integrity in the face of Christian, religious, ignorance, and brutality. They're also reminders to us all what happens when the revealed religions go unchecked. For your free Think Online webzine, simply send an email to thinkonline@deism.com stating that you would like a free subscription to Think Online, along with the email addresses of any gift subscriptions you'd like us to send. So send that to thinkonline@deism.com and just tell us where you would like your free subscription to go to. Also know this, that we will never sell or give anyone's email address or name to anyone for any reason. All right, welcome back everybody to the World Union of Deists podcast. I'm Tim Wingate, your host, and I want to remind you of our website, www.deism.com. That's D-E-I-S-M.com. deism.com. We have a ton of information there for you. Free information, downloadable information, education about deism, where deism came from. How many of the founding fathers were deistic? All this kind of information is there for you, as well as wonderful products. We have books, we have videos, we have CDs. There is a ton of material there. We have subscriptions to our online magazines. We also, you can sign up for a free emailing update on various news of interest to deists or those who are interested in that kind of information. We have just a ton of stuff, and so I encourage you, www.deism.com, and look for us on Facebook, World Union of Deists on Facebook. And you can, we have a fun time on that particular, on the Facebook page, the group, World Union of Deists group on Facebook. So please look for us on Facebook as well as the website. So let's get into this little story here. And I'll start this off as and reminding you that I've called this Fun with the Sun or It Takes a Mensch to Pan Christmas. And if you don't know what those words mean, look them up. That's what I tell my kids. I don't know what that word means. Well, look it up. That's what dictionaries are there for. Besides, now we got this wonderful internet system. I mean, you can log on, hit a word into Google or Bing, and you'll get several sources to tell you what the word means. So avail yourself of those things. You know, there's been a lot of grumbling, as I mentioned before, lately about by the activist right, about the so-called war on Christmas. Well, here's my account of what some of those evangelical O'Reillyites are like. This weekend, while Christmas shopping at the mall, I had some sun fun with a Protestant charismaniac churchaholic I knew from that Assemblies of God Pentecostal church that my family quit going to. If you remember, that was the same denomination that Bush's, George W. Bush's Attorney General John Ashcroft belonged to. And remember John Ashcroft? He was the guy who spent thousands of dollars draping the breasts, the exposed breasts of the Statue of Justice there, the Department of Justice, because that bothered him. He didn't like those hard marble or whatever the statue is made out of depictions of female breasts. Somehow that bothered him. So he wasted a lot of our money covering them up. Of course, they've been uncovered since. So I was shopping, doing some Christmas shopping, and this guy I knew from the church we used to attend recognized me, and he approached me and called me brother, and remarked he hadn't seen me in church lately. Well, at that time it was like 5 years, and I'm thinking, well, did he just notice? Well, he and his group were there, undercover witnessing for Jesus. Basically, they're handing out Bible tracts about Christmas, which is, of course, against mall policy, but never mind about that. After a little small talk, I started to leave, but he wanted to discern my walk with the Lord. So, to make sure I was still saved, he started asking about my church attendance and prayer life. I mentioned that I go as often as the Spirit moves me, and my prayer life is just fine and private. I guess he never read that part where Jesus said, when you pray, don't do it in public, do it privately, go into your closet and pray. But, another one of those things where, never mind. I started to leave because I had other errands to run, but he moved in front of me and wanted to continue our talk. I said no, I had to go. Trying to placate him by covering all the bases, I lightheartedly, with a chuckle, wished them a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and a Happy Winter Solstice. Oops. He moved in front of me again and objected to my wishes. with an emphatic undulation in his voice, "Jesus is the reason for the season. You should only say Merry Christmas." Well, I couldn't help it. I had wanted to leave, but he was insistent. You know, spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I could feel the horn nubs starting to sprout above my temples, so I quickly repressed the overwhelming urge to send him to meet Jesus. "Okay, if you insist, I'll play. Time for the bait." Smiling, I innocently ask, "What season would that be exactly?" He responded, "You know good and well what season. The Christmas season. That is what it is supposed to be about, you know. Jesus, the light of the world, in a manger, Son of God, shepherds, wise men, shining star." He went on, "We need to get back to the real meaning of Christmas." Oh, gosh. I knew the type. Well-meaning in their own eyes, but so hurtful. I was raised with them. I even was one of them long, long ago in a galaxy of cognitive dissonance far, far away. Ah, a nibble at the bait. Now for the hook. So I responded, "Well, if that's true, then why are you so adamant about saying Merry Christmas? After all, you aren't Catholic, are you?" "No, I'm not a Catholic. What does that have to do with it? Rome has corrupted the gospel with the pagan practices such as calling men father, chanting and praying to Mary and saints and rosemary beads. I'm a born-again, filled with the Spirit believer. My Jesus is off the cross, not still on it." Oh, alrighty then. He took the hook. Now to play out some line. I responded quietly with a hint of smile, but firmly, "So then, why do you say Merry Christ Mass? That phrase is the celebration of the Catholic Mass. It is the celebration of Jesus' death, where he turns into bread and wine and then is eaten by true worshipers. So why don't you say Happy Jesus Birthday?" He's now looking at me with a wide-eyed expression as his mouth is opening and closing without a sound. Now to set the hook. I was on a holy roll. "Furthermore, the season has always been the winter solstice season. From the most ancient time when men first noticed that the days, the sun, light diminished, then became more plentiful. They celebrated the end of the old and welcomed the new year. The Jesus story is a reworking and blending of various cultures, winter solstice celebrations, and mythologies. It's a time to celebrate, have a good time, be with friends and family. The spring will come, crops will be planted, herds replenished with young, light, warmth, and harvest will come again. Why get hung up with only one theory of renewal? Celebrate the season in whatever way you prefer." He looked at me, eyes agape, face starting to get red, and he retorted, "I will celebrate the true way, not in one of your mythological pagan ways." Got him. Not a really man. I had to say it. I really couldn't resist. "Excuse me? I think that you are confused with your own sanctimonious dementia to see that you have the mythological belief system. Show me the historical proof, the scientific evidence that Jesus was born around the time of the winter solstice. You can't, because it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that Jesus never existed, or even that he wasn't special. I'm not even saying that you can't celebrate his birthday on December 25th. I'm saying that Jesus is not the reason for the season. Historically, culturally, scientifically, the true reason for the season is the astronomical proof of the winter solstice. How you celebrate it, how others celebrate it, how others ignore it is their personal belief system, denigrating them because they don't follow your preferred belief myth system. Sounds awfully Al-Qaeda of you. Oh, now he starts flapping around like a fish out of water. I'm not sure exactly what it was he was responding to, but his eyes started to bulge, he turned red, and he started to shake and quiver a bit while he stammered spittle-laden gibberish out of his mouth like Robert Tilton or Jimmy Swaggart. Ha shundalundada, sanctum kupa hi ba 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 ba. He then started to shake his feet at me. I thought he was going to start dancing in the spirit. But instead he starts saying, Ichabod, Ichabod, the Lord has departed. I shake your dust off my feet. And then he marched away from me, and over his shoulder he says, Satan's claws are in you. Get thee behind me, Satan. I wonder if this is what Jesus meant by, I'll make you fishers of men. With a big smile, I called after him, Don't you really mean Santa's claws? Try to have a Merry Christmas anyway. Ho, 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 fa-la-la-la-la. That was fun. Now back to Christmas shopping. At the end of the 4th century, St. John Chrysostom, Bishop of Constantinople, wrote, quote, On this day also, the birthday of Christ was lately fixed at Rome in order that while the heathen were busy with their profane ceremonies, the Christians might perform their sacred rites undisturbed. They call this, December 25th, the birthday of the invincible one, Mithras. But who is so invincible as the Lord? They call it the birthday of the solar disk, but Christ is the Son of Righteousness. Folks, we here at the World Union of Deists, www.deism.com, wish you all a merry, merry, merry everything and happy holy days in whatever way you choose to or not to celebrate them. Bye for now. We'll see you again. Thanks for tuning in. Distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Join the religious revolution. For thousands of years, the pure and simple belief in God, the designer and creator of the universe, has been held hostage by revealed religions. Greedy and dishonest men have smothered this natural and reason-friendly idea of a creator for their own selfish desires by making false claims to direct communication with the creator. They have filled volumes of pages with nonsensical, fear-producing dribble that they call Holy Scripture. Whether it's called the Torah, Old or New Testament, or the Quran, it's all ancient gibberish that goes against our God-given reason. Finally, towards the end of the European Age of Enlightenment, a reason-friendly system of belief in God was born. It is called deism. Deism happily unites our God-given reason with a realistic belief in nature's God. We're no longer burdened with such insane ideas as original sin, a vengeful and jealous God, a flat earth, the road to salvation requiring a bath in the blood of a man-god, or symbolic cannibalism, ad nauseum. Deism points to the designer of nature, our creator, by applying our God-given reason to the designs in nature. This is truly a strong, clean, and healthy break from the ancient revealed religions and their fear-based superstitions and man-made myths. If you'd like to learn more about deism, if you'd like to free yourself and your family and friends and society from the man-made, unreasonable dogmas of the various revealed religions, write us, the World Union of Deists, for free information packet on deism. Write to WUD Box 4052, Clearwater, Florida, 33758. That is WUD, Box 4052, Clearwater, Florida, 33758. Also, for an in-depth look at deism and to contact us, look on the web at www.deism.com.